Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this fine Sunday morning, the last day of the BNP Paribas Open. We have only one major name left in there, and that's Roger Federer. So good luck to him today. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Now, yesterday I saw you and Jasmine, as I was as well, at the Arcade Expo in Banning. Wasn't that so much fun?
That was awesome. I've never done anything like that before.
Can you believe how many pinball machines that guy has in there?
I can't. And my daughter, what's funny is I think that was her first experience in like an arcade.
Well,
what an arcade is. Because the first thing she said, she goes, this is like a giant Boomers. I was like, well... I mean, I guess they said it's just an arcade. Yeah, I don't think she's ever been in one.
Well, and I don't think my brother came in. He brought his son, Brendan, and he's 2, 10, 11, right in there. And he'd never played a pinball machine before.
Oh, really?
And he loved it. He said,
Jasmine,
Dad,
really liked him too.
This is so much fun. This is better than sitting there playing games on my phone.
She wants me to get one for the house now.
Yeah. Well,
she wants me to build one. Because I built the arcade machine, and so now she wants me to build a pinball machine.
Well, I grew up playing a pinball. We had a pinball machine out in this little playroom that we had. Half of the garage, we turned into this extra room. And I tell you, I had so much fun. All my friends had fun. And just the comment he made, it's more fun than playing video games on my phone.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know what? I never played it when I was younger.
No.
I just recently played it. We had an event at Game Room, and I was playing. I was like, pinball's kind of fun. I never really played it. I don't know why, but I just never did.
Did you go over to the arcade room also?
Yeah, I went back and forth.
Oh, you went back
and forth? Yeah, we kept going back and forth for about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, the arcade games are kind of fun. That's really the start of all these video games online when you look at it.
Yeah.
It's all those arcade games. But some of them were so gruesome and bloody and, oh my gosh, yeah. I wouldn't want my kids playing. I mean, they were really brutal. You blow these people apart.
There was one that Jasmine started playing and I can't describe it, but I can tell you that I was looking at it, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Because it didn't show me anything. And even she was kind of like, that's a weird game, Dad. I don't know what that game is for.
Well, it was a lot of fun, folks. You missed it. I saw Gary Schwartz there, one of our winners. I didn't see any of the other winners because I don't think I would have recognized them. Place was mobbed. Tons of people. Good on John Weeks there with the Museum of Pinball. Great job. Until next year. I have some ideas for it, though, for some more fun stuff there. But that event is just going to grow and grow and grow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to really grow. So, in fact, did you see the tall guy? And I am way off base here. I mean, I had all these things I was going to talk about in the beginning of the show, but that was so much fun yesterday. Did you see the real tall, skinny guy that kind of looked like Jesus with the long hair?
Yeah, the one in the suit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was he was like the top arcade player in the world
or
something. Yeah.
I said, do you make a living off of that? And he laughs. He goes, well, I do have a wife and kids now. So.
What was really funny to me was the way that people were kind of like praising him. It was kind of weird to watch. Like, I saw a lady walk by that was talking to him, and she was holding her phone like on Grease, the girls that would hold their notebooks and just be dreamy at this guy. That's the attention that he had from her as she followed him through.
It was
amazing.
Wasn't it? It was the weirdest darn thing. And I thought, here's your claim to fame. I think he has the highest pinball score ever or something.
Yeah, like the top Pac-Man score or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But the whole event was just so much fun. Today is the last day, and it is at the Pinball Museum in Banning, their Museum of Pinball. It's $55 a person to get in, and it's so well worth it. Tons of fun. All right, today on the show, we are overbooked, frankly. We have a ton of stuff going on. We have Diane Funk's going to be on shortly, talk about the Indian Wells Arts Festival. I have tickets for that. We have Lalo Alvarez, the psychic. He's going to be with us. We have Steve Canold from ACT. He's going to join us as well. And we have Paulina Larson from Fashion Week El Paseo that kicked off last night. I was there. And looks like it's going to be another great week of fashion right here in Palm Desert in the Coachella Valley. Today's show is presented by Hanson's Overhead Garage Door Service. So make sure you get that garage door serviced. Episode 4, The Blue Angels. Steve, the cameraman, has been loving this episode. He has spent hours and hours. He's watched all the footage. He's narrowing it down. He's so excited. I today get to go see a sneak peek.
I'm waiting for it.
I know. I actually get to see myself in the jet finally, see what the heck I look like.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, he said, I did cut out the few parts, Françoise, where you were going, maybe that's enough. So he's so excited about it. I can't wait to see it myself. So we have prizes, and what I'm going to do on the prizes is what I'm going to say is just if you want them, call us, take your pick. Sean's going to keep track, and I don't think we're going to have time to put you on the air today. These prizes will be mailed out. But I'm just going to let you pick what you want and do it that way, because I want to make sure you get these tickets. Yesterday on KESQ, I wasn't there. I'll be back next week with a look at the trip to Las Vegas coming up in May with ACT and me as hosting it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. Grand Canyon Railway, that is on the website, that contest, the overnight stay. Sign up for it. We're going to pick a winner next week, next Saturday on KESQ for that trip. The number you need to call today is 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255 if you want to speak to Lalo, our psychic, a little bit later on in the show. Let's see. Did I miss anything in the beginning here? I don't think so. Oh, one thing I do want to give you a heads up on. In Rancho Mirage, the city of Rancho Mirage will be performing a citywide crack seal on various arterial and residential streets, which may cause traffic delays due to lane closures. Yeah. So they're sending out notifications, but just be prepared. If you see cones up, they're sealing all those cracks now. This is going to take place March 20th through 24th, but the entire project is scheduled to be completed on April 27th. Of course, you know, we're going into the ANA, which is right there in Rancho Mirage.
It's all,
right there.
Yeah.
In the middle of this big golf tournament, they are now going to seal the cracks in the roads.
You know what, though? I it sounds crazy, but at the same time, for me, I feel like they do enough in that quote-unquote off time when the snowbirds are gone that they try to, you know how we, you know, the year-round people get all the really bad traffic work when everybody else is gone.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess I'm okay with them saving some stuff for bad timing.
It just kind of seems weird on the big events.
It does.
If you're going out to Borrego Springs, expect 2-hour traffic delay to go see the wildflowers.
Wow.
It's mobbed out there.
Wow.
People looking at the flowers. I wanted to give you a heads up. We talked about Fashion Week, and I'll just give you a heads up on this. B. Olsen's Jeweler, they have the line of Bellari in there right now, and they're donating with each sale. I was in there the other day, put a video on the Facebook page, to the Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley. So go on in there. V. Olsen's Jewelers. They have beautiful. Oh my gosh. I'm so tempted. In fact, I saw a few things. Jack is not listening, but I know he is listening. That I'm probably going to just kind of go over there and get, you know, really, really pretty. And this week I tried that new restaurant in Palm Desert, but towards the freeway down there, Washington, that Master Fish Seafood Grill. Was it bad? It was all right. It was different. I lost the card. I had the guy's business card. What the heck did I do with it? Anyway, I lost it. So it's their answer to a restaurant serves fresh fish and stuff. It's called Master Fish Fresh Seafood Grill on Country Club. So check it out when you're down there. I had fish and chips. It was good. He puts a little different kind of Caribbean flair on stuff. So again, check it out and might be the perfect answer so you don't have to drive down Valley for some other kind of, you know, to find another fish restaurant. All right. Okay. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Diane Funk's going to join us. And she is with the Indian Wells Arts Festival that's coming up very soon. In fact, is coming up March 31st to April 2nd. This show is going to go so fast, Sean. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to have to put our seatbelts on. All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. I'm Francois Rhodes. By the way, I want to give a quick shout out to Swiss Donuts for our donuts this morning for our guest. And they're located on the corner of Country Club Monterey in the Albertson Shopping Center. And Sean, your jelly donut is in there. I've had one already. All right, joining us in studio once again, it's here already. A year is...
Oh, my gosh. Is that crazy?
It is crazy. Diane Funk, and she is the founder of the Indian Wells Arts Festival.
15 years.
Mm-hmm. No.
It just flies by.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been at the tennis gardens for all 15 years?
Yes.
So
yes.
I haven't realized, it doesn't even seem like the tennis garden has been there 15 years.
Right. It has been there, I think, 16. Well, almost the same time after they opened is when I went in. So.
And every year when the Indian Wells Arts Festival comes around, you go in there and see all these new things that they've done over there.
I have to wait and see what they're going to do to me because I have to go map and lay out all of my artists and any change they make, mm-hmm. you know, makes a change to what I'm doing.
Well, it still seems like that one middle area is very open and very accessible and perfect because you have the stage and the covered area with the seating. Right. So it has, I think now, just makes it so much easier for you in the arts festival because you have the places in the shade for people that want to sit and relax and people watch, just hang out and all sorts of things.
And so, all those trees. When I first went out there, of course, the trees were little that artists couldn't even pop their canopies under them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now it's so shady, you don't even know you're in the desert.
Yeah, it's beautiful in there, beautiful in there. All right, so the Indian Wells Arts Festival, it is coming up March 31st, April through April 2nd, so it's 3 days.
3 days.
And the hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Gate closed at 4. It's at the Tennis Gardens. Entry fee. All this is going to be on the website, folks, anyway, Traveling with Françoise. And, of course, the website directly to your site will be there. But entrance fee is $13. Adults, children under 12 are free. Free valet parking is available. Parking is free. Now that we covered all that, let's talk about the festival.
Yes.
Because every year you just keep growing and growing. And last year I was, and I'll be there again this year, broadcasting live. And tell us what's going on.
Well, we have been looking at all of our artists over the years, and we have found out that we have amazing talent. Many times people think that it's an art fair and, you know, it's artists who come from home with their little home studio, but yeah, these are amazing, incredible, wonderful artists that have come and joined us over the years. And we found that we have many artists who are from different countries.
Hmm.
And we actually have artists from 5 continents and more than 25 countries around the world and 20 states across the nation, making up 200 of our artists.
And Diane, these artists, they submit their work to you to be chosen, or is it invitation only? How does this
work?
No.
We have an application process. It starts in the summertime, and it's an online process. People upload images, and all of the applicants who are interested are then shown to jurors.
And then
they're selected.
And now, when you start, I'm sure when you started, you had artists, you had plenty to choose from, but now, through the years and the reputation that the Indian Wells Arts Festival has now, international, it is an international event, I'm sure you, how long does it take you to go through all the submissions?
It takes a long time. It's quite an ordeal, and it's hard to, you know, you wait for the judges to make the selections, and then I have to announce it to the artists who are eagerly waiting to come and join us. So it's pretty interesting. We usually finish everything up by October, and that's when people are notified that they're in the show.
Now, and this is not just paintings or photography. You have a little bit of everything going on at the festival. You also have demonstrations. You have music. There's food vendors there. Now, this is really quite the event now here in the Coachella Valley.
Well, I consider it a community event. It's a family event, and we have a lot of things going on. It's not just to look at the artwork and meet the artists, which is great, but we like for people to see how art is actually made. So we have a lot of demonstrations. David Filosi, he brings a crane, and he brings in a huge piece of rock, and he demonstrates rock sculpture all day. You saw that.
Yes.
And Bruce Freund, we have an actual area for him where he does glass blowing. We bring in propane gas, and he brings in his furnace. And all day long, he is there, even when it's very, very hot, making things hotter. We say glass is hot, H-A-U-T-E, and Bruce Freund will demonstrate for everybody who comes. We have weavers, we have painters, we have all kinds of demonstrations going on for people to enjoy.
Yeah,
and interactive activities as well.
Right, and one thing, and remember, folks, all this is for sale. You can actually buy things there, even though you're going and looking around. Yes, you can buy. You can buy. You can touch. And the artists are always so friendly, so nice. They enjoy talking to the visitors. They really do.
Well, this is how they make their living. Mm-hmm. Many of them do only this, only their artwork. Others have jobs. So this takes up a lot of their time. People think that they're just there. But, you know, we start setting up on Wednesday and Thursday, and the artists come in, and they come in with their vehicles that are packed with their artwork. They are setting up their canopies, getting up their display panels. It's hard, hard work, and this is what we're for.
Yeah.
We're to promote the artists, help them pursue their careers and their love.
Well, you do such a great job over there. I have my own favorite story that happened last year. I was broadcasting live. I was talking about your poster, your featured artist. You pick a new one each year. And one of the listeners jumped in the car, ran over there, and went in straight to the featured artist booth. They struck up a conversation. This listener bought a couple items that probably, I would think, the featured piece, the poster, as well as something that you want. So that was really nice. I mean, just always fun to hear stories like that. But it's I can't stress enough, there's a little something for everybody at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Now, each year you have a featured artist, and I was looking at the poster that you sell. I love this. This is so beautiful. So tell us about your featured artist and a little bit about the poster.
Well, the poster is just absolutely breathtaking. Yeah. It's kind of a combo between pop art and Italian Renaissance. Mm-hmm. It has that layered quality of antiquity, and yet it has that beautiful cactus in bloom. For our radio listeners, the bloom is in a gorgeous bright red in a background of yellow and turquoise with beautiful lupine flowers in there as well. And a quail.
And a quail. I'm going to take a picture of you before you leave holding that up, because that's going on my wall. Now,
that quail, look at the feathers. They are just absolutely amazing. And the whole composition is just breathtaking. I fell off my chair when the artist had sent the file, opened it up on my computer, and could not believe my eyes. I think it's the most beautiful, beautiful piece we've ever had.
It is. And I loved last year's, and I love this one. Mm-hmm. And the artist is David Palmer.
David Palmer. His background is art. He started on the East Coast and then kind of merged to LA as the film industry was calling him. Mm-hmm. So he was into digital effects for many, many years, working on various movies like the original Harry Potter movie, Air Force One, Polar Express, things like that. But his love, obviously, is now taking him where he wants to be, and that is doing this gorgeous, gorgeous work.
Yeah, he just captured, especially right now with the desert in bloom. It's something we
don't see. Yes, for people who didn't get to go in line and take their journey on the highways looking for the flowers, they can come and smell these. And plus, we're in a beautiful garden of delight at the tennis garden as well.
Well, and you don't have to drive. Just drive around the valley. There's flowers. The hillsides are green everywhere you go. So we don't have to drive far if we don't want to drive far. Now, this poster is available for sale as well. Why supplies last.
Right. It's online. Yeah. They can order online and we ship it to them, or they can buy it at the festival.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how many artists are you going to have at the festival this year?
We have 200 artists, and like you had mentioned, we have all mediums. We have painting, sculpture, jewelry, clothing, and so there's a little bit for everybody. And we have some great groups that work with us, and the Coachella Valley Youth Ensemble Program is coming, and they perform and play music for us, and they're youth students who are from the Valley who will come and have little vignettes all through the venue so that people can enjoy their work as and music. And of course, we have great entertainment.
All right. You have lots of entertainment. In fact, I think I always have an entertainer or two on the show, and I will be broadcasting folks live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival on Sunday, which is April 2nd. I will be there, so from 11 to 1, so stop by and say hello. You also have the Eggs and Champagne in the Garden brunch from 10 a.m. to 12 on Saturday and Sunday.
That's
two days this year.
Yeah. It was such a big hit that the tennis garden says, like, let's do it 2 days. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, you said, okay, we can do that.
And we have a champagne circle where people can sit and sip champagne in the center of the venue.
It's so much, again, so much going on. And like you say, there's something for the entire family. This is a great way for kids. Kids need to be exposed to these kinds of festivals and events to even see if they like art. How do they know unless they start seeing some of the other people working in these mediums, and then they say, that's something I would like to try.
Right. And one place to stop is Old Town Artisan Studio. They actually bring a pottery wheel, and kids are always fascinated looking at clay and working with clay. It's so special for the soul and for the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, you look really relaxed with just right around the corner. Diane, I mean, with us folks is Diane Fung. And of course, you couldn't do this without some of your sponsors and community partners. And I know you'd probably like to name a few that are right up there.
Well, of course, the City of Indian Wells is our presenting sponsor, and the Indian Wells Tennis Garden is our venue sponsor. We also work with the Golf Cart Company in Palm Desert, and we need golf carts to get around and through the venue for our working necessity. Jensen's and Rite Aid help by giving out coupons at their stores for a discount. So we're really, really pleased with everything that's going on. Art Magazine. Art Magazine.
I like that. It's kind of a new magazine.
Palm Springs
in town.
Yes.
I
Palm
think
Springs
doing
Live.
A good job.
Palm Springs Live, the Desert Sun. We're all very, very grateful for all of the community partnerships that we have.
And we just have just a couple minutes left, Diane. When you started this, I know you had a vision. Has it surpassed your vision, or do you still see more out there in the future?
You know, it just like sometimes I just can't stop thinking of more. When it started, I think I had 80 artists. And now, of course, we have, 200. I was inspired many, many years ago by the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, where Jim Funk and I had, Jim Funk was working there. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of time, and I was just, this was in Agoura and also in Marin County. And it just fascinated me when I saw that an event could bring about community participation and community involvement. Yeah. And that's where I think this show is a little bit different, because we do bring in so many other organizations so that they can promote what they do and bring about the enthusiasm of their particular organization along with what we are doing at the art show.
Well, you do a great job. Centrally located. I love that fact. Everybody from all ends of the valley can go.
And we're so lucky at the tennis garden.
And it's beautiful.
Real bathrooms.
Yeah, real bathrooms. If you've never been to the
tennis garden. Great concessions. Piero's Pizza is going to be there this year.
Yeah, this is a win-win all the way around. Again, your tickets are so reasonably priced. $13
And we're just
for
happy
adults.
To have you join us every year.
Well,
it's so nice.
I have a lot of fun. I get my art on.
I love it.
I just made that up. All right, Diane Funk, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, see you there.
And folks, we do have tickets that we're going to be giving away. We're probably going to do it not this break, because I want to get our next guest in. I want to take a picture of Diane with a poster. I have so much to do, but we still have another hour and a half, and I will be giving Indian Wells Arts Festival tickets away and much more. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Now, Sean, we were trying to figure out to open. Here's the deal. Joining us in studio is Lalo Alvarez. Lalo, step right up to that mic.
Good afternoon, Françoise.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being here. I always love having you in here. Now, after your last time on the show, you are a psychic reader. You had some of our listeners go up and you've been reading them.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And I've talked to several people who said they would call if the phone lines were open. I don't think they will.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I don't think they will, because I think people then become a little bit too nervous with all that and what you might say to them. No, I'm just being honest. I am just being honest. So I made this thing about opening the phone lines. Sean and I talked about it, but actually in a little bit, I wanted you to talk to Sean. But I will open the phone lines at 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. Prove me wrong if you would like to talk to Lalo, but you're going to have to talk to Sean first before we send you over to Lalo Alvarez here. So, Lalo, how has business been?
It's a very good year.
So far,
it's very good.
I mean, it is what you do. You have a gift for it. You have a talent. But it also is a business that you have to run like a business, because otherwise people would be calling you at 2 or 3 in the morning.
No, it's a business, yes.
Yeah, to help people out. And when you say, okay, here was my question. I've been thinking about this. What is the difference between a psychic reader or a palm reader?
A psychic reader is more, it's mental. It's open to, like do auras, read your aura,
Yep.
and palm is only look at your hand as two different things. Totally different.
They are entirely different. Because you'll see sometimes on a building, you'll see all these neon lights that say, and I'm just, this is what I see. They'll say palm reader, tarot card reader, psychic reader. They'll say all these things that they do. Now, logistically, can they really do all that, Lalo?
You have to be really careful when it's neon signs and mm-hmm. things. Sometimes people, you know, are like to play with other people. So I don't think you, I never believe in the lights and signs, because when you are good, people will come to us.
They will come to you. All right.
Yes.
Now we do, Sean, we have a caller, but I have not even given Lalo headphones yet. All right. Are these? Okay. Tell me who's on the line.
Gary from Rancho Mirage.
Gary from Rancho Mirage. So, Lalo, can you plug those in over there next to you, over to the side, the other side there? Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. Now, we have Lalo.
I love your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Can you hear that, Lalo? Can you hear me talking?
Okay.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, I can hear it now.
You can hear it now. All right. Gary, you have a question for Lalo?
Yes.
You do. Okay, Lalo, this is Gary on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. Very good. What's your question, good. Gary?
My question is, I have my home for sale, and I'd like to know if it's going to sell.
Oh.
Soon. It's going to sell, but not soon.
Not soon?
Nope.
Hmm.
Okay.
Boy, nope. that's kind of just a tough put right there, boom. So, yeah. Lalo, why did you get that feeling?
Because I have this, you know, my guy's telling me it's not going to sell soon. Maybe in February next year.
Hmm.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So, and you will sell it, but not this year. I see a blockage.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. That's a tough question. Out of the blocks there, do you have? Wow. So if you have a call out there, folks, if you want to ask Lalo a question, 760-440-8255. That's a tough one right out of the blocks. And we were talking about the difference between what different people do. Now, you are a spiritual healer. Also a spiritual healer. And what does that mean versus, okay, I'm just a layman, folks. I don't understand any of this. So when people come up and they sit with you for a couple hours, an hour, depending on what your client is looking for, are you healing? Are you being clairvoyant? Are you reading? Is it all the same or is each person different?
Each person is different. Mm-hmm. And this gift is multiple gifts for me. It's like a psychic ability, clairvoyance is to see beyond, like years from now, I can see things. And healer depends, I can see when somebody's sick,
mm-hmm.
and when I touch these people, I can draw energy out of them. And I have like 4 people that I help already.
Really? I mean, it's so fascinating. It seems like someone such as you, we would want you on speed dial 24/7. I mean, I don't mean to give anybody ideas, but I think that because after a while, do a lot of people want to know? I'm not sure if I'm one of those. And I know you get probably weird readings off of me. You've talked to me a few times. I don't ever ask, but I don't know if I really want to know what the future is going to bring me. Is that what a lot of people are interested in, what the future is going to bring them?
No, some people was curious. They want to know, but not a desperation. They just want to talk about things, I mean, about their life, but not because they really want to, like, fear or anything.
Oh, yeah, oh right. They don't want to fear the future.
They just want to talk and...
And you know, this is also fascinating. What I'm also one of those that once I'm done with something, I'm pretty much done with it. I feel that I've done it,
uh-huh.
been there. I'm not really good about reliving the past when people say, and I'm terrible when my mother says, do you remember blah, 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 blah? And I'm going, yeah, okay. And frankly, a lot of times I don't, and I have to think hard. And it's not that I don't care. It's just that it's sort of done and over with. Do you get a lot of clients that want to go back in time and talk over things that happened in their life as if they could change it?
They do change it. Sometimes when I guide these people, I can see things that will happen to them, and I let them know, and they stop whatever they need to do and works for them. Like I have people then, they want to travel.
Right.
And I told them, that's not a good time to do it. And 2 months later, they says, you're right, my husband.
Oh.
Something happened. And happened
With a lot of people. So you tell him just to back off a little bit. Just wait. Yeah, and then till the time is right.
Wait. Hmm.
Interesting.
And so I have a lot of letters that they send me. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or if they move for work, I said, you will move to New York. And they laugh. They said, no, it's no way.
Yeah.
And then it happens.
and it happens.
Yeah.
Huh. This is a question just popped into my head. Please don't take offense to this.
No, it's okay. That's okay.
Can you kind of get a reading from animals?
You can do reading for animals, yes.
Because they're so smart. And I remember being up at your home, and the crows, you love the crows. Frankly, the crows scared me until I heard you talk about them. I don't know what it was about crows. I didn't think they were very nice birds. And you were just loving the crows. You were talking about how beautiful they are, how smart they are. And I started thinking about that. Do you feel something from animals sometimes?
You do. But remember, I don't want to talk religion, but crows were messenger of God.
Mm-hmm.
From the creation, there was the beginning was the crow, and they failed him, and then he sent a dove, and the dove was the answer to God, and the crow says, you're the human messenger. So the animals have a spirit, and you can talk to them.
And I believe that. I believe animals definitely have a spirit, but I didn't know if you could touch base with that the same as a human. Okay, on that
and
note.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And you can heal animals, like mm-hmm. humans. You know, I heal my dogs, all the pets.
Mm-hmm.
I touch them and they feel my energy. And they acting weird, like something that's going on. But they really.
You do have an energy about you. You really do. You are one of the few people that. It's a beautiful, and I said this last time you were on the show, it's a beautiful energy about you.
Well, thank you.
It really is. And anyone that's able to be around you, they're very lucky. Let me put it that way. They are very, very lucky that you let them into your circle. Yeah. So, all right. On that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, I promise I'll have those Indian Wells tickets to give away. We still have plenty of time for you to call in a little bit later for those. And when we come back, actually, Sean wanted to talk to you a little bit.
Okay.
Sean. And I have no idea what he wants to talk to you about, but he is going to talk to you a little bit. Maybe you can give him a reading so people can get a feel for what you do. All right. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Now, I just want to give you a heads up that I'm not going to have time today to go over all the weekly announcements, all the events and stuff that are free and paid for. You're going to have to go to the website Traveling with Francoise and check it out, which changes every week. And if it looks like it's old, just push the refresh button up at the top, and that will update the whole web page. And don't forget the big contest page with all the free contests on there. All right, joining us in studio is Lalo Alvarez. He is a psychic reader and a spiritual healer, clairvoyant, and so much more. Several of you out there have already been to Lalo and listened, and now you go back time after time. But we thought, Sean and I have talked about this a little bit. Last time you were in Lalo, and make sure you get up a little bit closer to that mic there because you're very soft-spoken. John was in here, and you did a reading for John, which he was blown away. He has just, you really blew his mind. He said, I don't know how he even knew some of that stuff, but you did. And you were pretty much spot on everything. He is fighting one of them, though. You told him he would have to leave the area to get work. A job. He's not leaving. He's fighting you on that one because okay. he really, but even though a couple times he says, you know, Lalo, I might better listen to it, but he is doing just fine. And he says hello, by the way.
Well,
but,
thank you.
All right. So Sean here, our board op. Love Sean. Sean, I mean, I don't want to say anything about Sean. I'm going to just let you two talk. Okay, all of you that call the show, Sean answers the phone. I love working with Sean. He just does a great job here with Traveling with Francois. We have a lot of fun. So you two have a conversation there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, I had told him I wasn't.
Oh, thank
I wasn't.
You.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. There we go.
Okay, John. So what I get from you right now,
okay,
is that you struggle,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you have a lot of things coming with you when you have to really argue a lot,
mm-hmm.
and have confrontations, but in the end, you will be very success.
Okay.
You'll be happy, but you will be struggle
okay.
for a while, and you are already in the
okay.
process of you know, the energy is blocking. So this means you have a lot, and maybe in the family of something, you are fighting,
mm-hmm.
you struggle. But you will be okay, and I think you will be, and by the end of the year, you will make a serious commitment, and you move on.
Right.
And you will be happy.
Okay.
But this
That's
time,
what I'm waiting for.
This time is difficult right
yeah.
now. Okay, this is what I'm reading from you.
Mm-hmm. That's all accurate, yeah.
Is it accurate?
Yeah.
Are you
I mean, that was, you know, I told you that I couldn't really think of any questions, and that was kind of
mm-hmm.
the gist of what my question was. I mean, I think that, you know, my wife is in a nursing school is what she's in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot. You know, I don't work much, so I'm kind of trying to be the stay-at-home
okay.
husband is what I'm trying to do. And, you know, we've cut everything down so thin.
This is what happened
that I'm
now.
Scared now. Yeah, I'm scared now. Like, okay, I'm not really ready for another break. I'm ready for it to turn and start going
It's
better.
Going to turn.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All
but
right.
but this is a moment of struggle.
Right, yeah.
And it's difficult. But it's coming. The end of the year, you guys will be happy. Says, you know, we did it. We went through. The energy is changing.
Yeah.
So you will be okay.
That's awesome. It's good to hear.
So I don't see Sean, though, as a very confrontational person. And when he says...
No, I'm pointing at my head. In my head.
Oh, in your head,
no,
you're confrontational.
Head, yeah.
So when you say to someone, I see you are like Sean, which I just don't get that from him, confrontational, you're not talking about someone who's going to start screaming and yelling at people or mm-hmm. arguing. When you say that, Lalo, in Sean's case... How does he confront things? How do you see that he confronts things?
I scream and yell.
What?
No.
I do. Yeah,
you
no,
do?
I really do.
They are, it's difficult for both of you, okay? Because she's very stubborn, and here you are trying to, like, we
right.
have to do this, we have to, but she don't understand. So she also trapped. She has tight, like,
right.
you know, what do you want me to do? So this is your problem. But as you will be overcome, you both will get together, and you will be very successful.
That's good.
I know what I'm saying.
That's perfect. What about my daughter? My daughter is like, she's my best friend, which isn't always the best thing. You know, I'm telling people, you know, you shouldn't be friends with your kids, but she's my little friend, and I've tried to pound things into her head, and I'm just hoping that it all gets through.
Your daughter, she's okay, but she struggles. Be careful when you argue.
All right.
Because she's going to, also, she's thinking a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And she's living a inner child.
Uh-huh.
You don't want her to trap an inner child.
Right.
Because she's getting fear. Let her grow.
Okay.
You know, but she will be okay.
Okay.
And she love you both. She will be a very exceptional little girl.
She'll
figure
herself out.
But just be careful with your arguments, because I don't want her to have
right,
like
right.
inner child be trapped.
Yeah, she does. She holds on to stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then to the opposite.
Right.
And you will be okay.
And she'll find herself?
Yeah.
Okay.
She'll be very good. All right. Very successful.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's still in my future, isn't he?
Whatever they tell me to.
Okay. Yeah.
She wants to make sure I'm sticking around.
Yeah, I don't want him going anywhere.
You don't go anywhere. No.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Huh. So now, Sean, you heard that, and Lalo's sitting right here, and John was very honest when he was in here. How did you feel about that?
The biggest one is the confrontational in my head. I am. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly. Spend all my days arguing with myself, trying to figure out what I want to do.
Don't worry. Let things come together.
That's what I'm trying. Don't fight. What I'm working on now.
Don't fight, because you will get solutions.
Okay.
And you will be okay. Believe me, and it will be at the end of the year. You will cross that line.
That's perfect. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I need.
Thank you. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for putting yourself. I have everyone else do it, but me. I don't put myself out on the air.
I try to just do what I got to do. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Thank you. So. Lalo, I just have way too much identity fraud going on. I can't let anybody else know more about me. Which, frankly, is true. I just had some more. Now, how do you see your clients? Do they come to you? Do you go to them? Do they have to be in a certain setting? I have a phone number here, which hopefully this is the right one, 760-401-1810.
That's
is that correct?
That's my phone.
And Lalo's information is already on the website, Traveling with Francoise. It's under show information, which is on the weekly archives page, it's weekly events page. So if you scroll down just a little bit, your information is on the website. I'm just leaving it there so people can find it. So when they call you, I don't imagine you can say, okay, we need to be together half an hour or 45 minutes. I'm sure each amount of time is different.
Yes. But you know, Francois, I don't push my clients to hurry up.
Yeah.
I will take my time for them.
Mm-hmm.
If this 1 hour or 2 hours, I'm going to give the time with the same, I don't charge extra or anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is my responsibility to make them happy and get the right direction.
And do they normally come to you? I think
they come
it would
to
be because you have a room that's basically a kind of a Zen room. I just call it a Zen room, but it's you have it set up where it's very comfortable and relaxing for everyone.
Yeah, they come to me.
And peaceful and quiet too,
yes.
So that you can focus.
Yes.
I think focus is key.
Yeah, normally all people come to me.
They come to you. Okay.
Yes.
And you can give Lalo a phone call, folks, and to set up an appointment. Again, it's 760-401-1810. And I do know that you are such a kind person and you love animals so that you donate so much of your income on this to animals.
Yes, I do. I help the Humane Society Steve Canol and ACT Tours and myself,
mm-hmm.
we donate to Humane Society.
That's
all the money for my readings goes to the Humane Society.
Well, I have another plan for us.
Okay.
I'm hearing too many seniors say they can't afford animals anymore. And this is really starting to bother me that they can't afford to take care of, they can't afford to feed them, the vets and stuff. We need to come up with something that will help seniors have animals.
To have an animal,
to
which
have
is
an animal.
Very good for the therapeutic. And,
everything.
You know.
All right. Lalo, stick around. You're going to stay with us because Steve's going to join us with ACT Adult Customized Tours. We're going to talk about all these phenomenal trips that you guys have coming up. Really some great stuff. And a lot more. What I'm going to do during the break too, Sean, if you don't mind, we're going to open the lines up for people that want tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival.
Sounds good.
And or if they want ANA Inspiration tickets, that's a $70 value for tickets to the golf tournament. Good for any day. You can have a set of those. Or the Arts Festival tickets, that's $26 value. Just give us a call at 760-440-8255. We'll step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.
Okay.